At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyday people, everyday problems, where you tell us who's the drama.
Today says, am I the drama because I told my husband to go to the gym? He's starting to get a dad bod, so I jokingly told him at breakfast to lay off the pancakes and get back to the gym. Even suggested maybe going together. He got offended and said he was perfectly content and said I didn't need to be rude. Am I the drama? Katie. Yes, Katie, actually, you are the drama. He said it himself. He's perfectly content. Some folks embrace their dad bod. I do, unless I'm shirtless, looking in a mirror, then I don't. So in this scenario, yes, Katie, you are the drama. Don't tell somebody to go to the gym. If they want to go, they will go. Who's the drama?
What's up, Mike? Honestly, to give you my straight-up opinion, I totally agree with you. I don't think you should tell anybody to go to the gym unless they want to go to the gym.
Exactly. I mean, clearly, he's embracing his dad bod phase if he's content. You know, like, let the man enjoy it.
Wholeheartedly, I totally agree.
I mean, sometimes I enjoy my dad bod. Other times I do not. It really depends on what I'm wearing and how well it fits. But once you get to a certain age, going to the gym becomes more of a process than it does, exciting or rewarding.
Certainly. And you got to be wearing the clothes. You can't let the clothes wear you. You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that a lot. That's going to be my new mantra going forward. Who's the drama? We got our friend Travis from Coin News 6 on the line. Travis, who is the drama?
Katie, you're not the drama, but you could have gone about this a different way. I don't think that anybody's ever very in the wrong for, like, looking out for their partner's health, you know, and whatnot, especially if it started as a joke. But, weight, of course, in general, it tends to be a sensitive topic. So if it wasn't approached the right way, if there was real intent about trying to be healthier, maybe that's not the best way to go about it. But I feel like that there's a good intent there. So I'm going to say she's not the drama, but maybe could have massaged how she went about it.
No, I think she's totally being the drama. I mean, if he wanted to go to the gym, he would go to the gym. He's entering his dad bod era. Some of us embrace it. Dad bods are still trendy to a certain demographic. So, you know, why not just roll with it?
No, yeah. I mean, you can go dad bod for life. That's true. That's on him. If he wants dad bod, dad, there's nothing wrong with it.
Who is the drama? 503-914-2899. Liz and Mike in the morning. Liz is off today. 105.1 The Buzz.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.